I like lying like this. With us facing each other, our noses almost touching, our legs intertwined with each other. My head resting on your hat, on your arm, and the other arm wrapped around my waist. It's comfortable. It's safe. I like it. But something's on your mind, isn't it? You haven't been very talkative. Are you worrying again about things? I know you. You worry about a lot, like things you don't even know are going to happen. You worry about things before there even is anything to worry about. That's you. You stress yourself and stuff. I don't want you to. I want you to worry about what's gonna happen in the next, I don't know, second. I know. I know. You don't have to tell me that over and over again. I know you know what's best and what you need to worry about, but it's still not healthy. Let's play a game. It's called You and Me, Minute by Minute. Now, if there's anything that we both need to do in the future, we'll take it day by day. And if that gets too much, we'll take it minute by minute. And if that even gets too much, we'll take it second by second, but let's stick with minute by minute. Therefore, we don't have to stress about things that are way in the future. And so it doesn't get too much and we don't get stressed. It's perfect. And most importantly, you don't get stressed. Because if you get stressed, I get stressed. And I do crazy shit like clean. You know how I get all fuzzy and need everything clean, so I gotta have a clean mind and my hair falls out. And we don't want that, do we? Somewhere in another parallel universe, there are two people to us. Lying just like this. Me talking to you, caressing your cheek, and lying up against you. Maybe with just another colored curtain or something, but genuinely the same. And something goes different. Another matrix, maybe you could call it. But we still only know now. Because no matter if you believe in parallel universes or not, the only thing you really know is what's happening right now. Not the past. Well, obviously you know the past, but you don't know what's going to happen in the future. And you shouldn't. You just have to worry about what's going to happen now, in this second. Which is me talking to you and not letting you sleep. But you get what I mean. And you definitely shouldn't think about what happened in the past because You shouldn't be angry or frustrated or stressed about things you can't change. That's worse than worrying about things in the future. I promise I'll stop talking. I just wanted you to know that. I love you too. Have a good night.